All right, good morning. Good to see each one. Hope you've had a good week. If you have a Bible, please turn to Luke chapter 23. Luke chapter 23 this morning. We gather this morning to remember the death of Jesus Christ. And it is a sober thing, but it is also a good thing. Let's go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer as we begin our time in the Word this morning. Father, we are blown away. We try to contemplate all that is involved and implied. The execution of Jesus, your son, on Good Friday. We come this morning together to take a few minutes to do that, though. To remember not just the historical facts, the supper, the arrest, the sham trial, and the crucifixion. But also to remember what it meant. We ask this morning, as we spend a few minutes in the Word, that you, by your Holy Spirit, would open our eyes, would cause us to see with spiritual eyes the beauty and the meaning and the hope and the goodness of the cross. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm sure you've heard the philosophical question, can God create a rock so big that he couldn't lift it? Well, I have a similar question for you today. Was Jesus strong enough to stay on the cross? No, I didn't mix that up. Was Jesus strong enough to stay on the cross? Of course, we know that Jesus was strong enough to come off the cross. Matthew 26, our reading ended in verse 52, but immediately after that, Jesus says to the disciple who struck with the sword, then Jesus said to him, "Put your sword back into its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword. Do you think that I cannot appeal to my Father and he will at once send me more than 12 legions of angels?" Now, a Roman legion, which is probably what they would have had in mind when they said that, was about 6,000 people, 6,000 soldiers. So if we were to take this literally, we're looking at 72,000 angels, which would have more than filled that garden, standing space only. The point of this statement is that had Jesus wanted to avoid the cross, he certainly could have done so easily. But was Jesus strong enough to come off the cross? Well, we find the question comes up again while Jesus is actually on the cross. And this incident is recorded in Luke 23. So if you have a Bible, Luke 23, we'll begin in verse 35. Luke 23, verse 35. And the people stood by watching, but the rulers scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself. If he is the Christ of God, the chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." Here in the text that we've just read, we have four separate kinds of people telling Jesus to save himself. We have the rulers, the Jewish rulers. Then we have, in verse 36 and 7, we have the soldiers. In verse 38, we have Pilate putting up this kind of sarcastic sign. And then in 39, we have the criminal. And all of them are saying essentially the same thing. You call yourself the Son of God. You call yourself the Christ of God, the chosen one, the King of the Jews. Well, prove it. Right? Prove it. Act like it. Show us. "He saved others," they said. "You call yourself a savior? Well, come on, save yourself." And here's what they were saying, in effect. If you are really the Christ, if you are really the chosen one, if you are really the King, then you can save yourself. And you will. But you're not, are you? So you aren't. You're not God's Christ. You're not the chosen one. You're not the King. In fact, in Matthew's gospel, they use this exact logic. Just listen to what they say. "If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." Just right now, come down. If you were the Son of God, you could do that. In other words, they were asking the question, is Jesus strong enough to come off the cross? And in their minds, if he could, he would. It's a logical assumption. Every reasonable force stood to compel Jesus to come off the cross if he could. Every reasonable force. Number one, the physical pain would have compelled the best of us to come down. Right? The Roman cross was not just an instrument of execution, it was a torture device. And then there was the public humiliation. We just read about some of that. That would have argued to compel Jesus, come down if you can. What sane person would stay if they didn't need to? Then there was the testimony of God. God was being openly blasphemed here in Jesus' suffering. This wasn't good for the reputation of God in the community. Then there was Jesus' own credentials as the Christ, the Savior. They're in shreds, right? This guy can't save himself. What kind of Savior is that? Is this the chosen one that God promised? Well, I'm so impressed. Jesus' credentials as the King were a joke, right? This guy's supposed to be the Son of David. R-O-F. L. This is the great King, the great general who's going to come and he's going to rescue us from Rome, right? This guy, this is no Maccabee, all right? This is no David. Pilate, a mere governor, is making a mockery of his claim to be the Jewish king, to be the heir to the Jewish crown. If Jesus is really king, and if he's really going to end all evil and rule the world in justice and righteousness and destroy evil with a fist of iron, why not start now? When humankind is committing the most evil thing that has ever happened in the history of the world. Come down. Avenge yourself. Show them who you are. And if none of these reasons is compelling enough to bring Jesus off the cross, there's the staggering weight of bearing your sin and mine before the awful wrath of God. And so they're asking the question, is he strong enough to come down? And in their minds, if he could, he would. And he didn't. So he could. But we know better, right? We know that he is the Son of God. We know that he is God's chosen Christ. We know that he is the King. And we know that he could have come off the cross like that. There's a long list of compelling reasons for Jesus to have come down from the cross on Good Friday, but he didn't. I began a moment ago by asking, was Jesus strong enough to stay on the cross? And we know, of course, that he was strong enough to come off the cross. For those of us who understand who Jesus is, that's an easy answer. But the thing that blows my mind is not that Jesus could have come all off the cross, but how he could have stayed on it. And I'm compelled to ask, what force could have caused him to stay by choice? And I want to give us just two forces, briefly, as we close. The first one is this: the will of the Father. In John chapter 8, this is relatively early on in Jesus' ministry, John chapter 8, verse 28, Jesus is talking to some of the Jewish scribes and Pharisees. So Jesus said to them, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he." He being all the things he's claiming to be. "And that I do nothing on my own authority, but speak just as the Father taught me. And he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him." The force that compels Jesus throughout his life, ministry, and death is the will of the Father. We see it back here in Luke chapter 22, verse 41. "And he withdrew from them about a stone's throw and knelt down and prayed, saying, 'Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done.'" See, Jesus lived in complete submission to the Father's will. Do we understand this? Our eternal souls depended on this obedience of Jesus to his Father. Do we take God's will seriously? Because Jesus did. But ultimately, Jesus was not coerced into the cross, right? He is himself God and shares in the perfect will of the triune God. The second and most fundamental force that kept Jesus on the cross by choice was love. Father, this morning we come to remember the profound, upsetting love that you have shown to us in the death of Jesus Christ. Teach our hearts the meanings of these things as we continue to remember.